Good morning. It is June 9th, a steamy June 9th in northern Idaho. You're listening to the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show with Chris Bessler and guest host Jack Peterson on the Tuesday edition of the Morning Show.
You are Jack.
I am Jack.
I'm Chris.
Yeah, let's be clear. Yeah. Across the table from me is Chris, and this is Jack here. Our guests today are three active community members who are board members of the radio station you're listening to right now, Panhandle Community Radio. We've got Charlie Parrish, Alyssa Wads, and Diane Newcomer in the studio with us to talk a little bit about this radio station and its history and their history.
And this is because we're coming up on a kind of a special week.
Happening this week? I forget. Is there something going on?
I think we're
going
to have a membership drive happening.
Big membership drive at the end of this week on Friday and Saturday. Our once a year annual membership drive, asking the community to come out in support of your community radio station.
Yep. And that means the folks that are listening right now, we hope they'll consider joining the KRFY radio. We do depend on support from the community to make the radio station work. We have some great underwriters, but individual members contribute an awful lot as well.
Absolutely. They sure do. We can ask our board members a little bit more about that. But first, let me give you a brief weather forecast. Actually, we were talking a minute ago. It sounds like yesterday set a record for heat in this area, which is by 4 degrees, shattered that record. Today looks like it's going to be sunny with a high of 88 degrees and more of the same throughout the week. A little bit cooler, cooling down to the mid-80s instead of the high 80s as the week progresses, and then maybe back down into the 70s come the weekend, which actually would be kind of nice, I think.
Actually, June typically for us is rainy.
Yeah.
And this year, when we have such a small snowpack, it's going to be important to have rain in June.
Yeah. That would be very nice. According to the National Weather Service, none in the immediate forecast, but fingers crossed, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's turn immediately to our first guest, Mr. Charles Parrish. How do you do, sir?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing very well. It's a beautiful day, and what better place to be? How did you get involved with this radio station? First, I mean, what's your story? Who are you? And the whole thing. I'll just the who, what, where, when, why. When did you first join up? How about that?
Well, most people know me from being involved with Evergreen Realty in Sandpoint. In addition to that, we own the buildings that Evergreen Realty is in, as well as the two adjacent to it. I am probably an early recruit of Scott Daly. Scott had been doing some work for us up at Schweitzer in our projects that we had been building up there. He did a lot of sustainable and organic work, plantings and that kind of thing. And during that period of time, he had mentioned to me his dream of having a community radio station in Sandpoint. And after a couple of years of him pushing me along, as Scott always does, because he was someone who I think knew that his light had to burn bright while he was on this earth, because he passed away in August of 2011 in his early 40s. So I felt that I needed to respond to that call. My main impetus, I think, in joining the board of this radio station back in 2009 was I felt that Sandpoint needed another voice, another viewpoint other than Rush Limbaugh. At that point in time, we were able to get Al Jazeera. We were able to get Amy Goodman, Democracy Now, which we still have, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my impetus was more from the news and views side as opposed to the music side. Thank goodness we have plenty of people that have that knowledge, mm-hmm. which I only have a passing knowledge of. So I joined the board in 2009, and as it turned out, there were space requirements to set up the station. We initially were looking at a possibility of a spot on Cedar Street, but as it turns out, and some of this, I guess, is harbingers of things to come, I had worked out an arrangement with Pendere Valley Network to put up a tower on top of our building on First Street. And then about at the same time, Morning Light Publishing had a space that they were leasing from us in our building, and that became available in 9 and 10. And that's very close to being able to connect to an antenna that we had put up for POVN. And one thing led to another that allowed us to connect to a broadcasting antenna on Kootenai Cutoff Road.
Mm-hmm.
So more or less that begun the actual physical side of KRFY.
Mm-hmm. So you were, before you joined, there was an idea of KRFY, but there was no physical station, or if you turned to 88.5 on your dial, you wouldn't get anything.
I believe that's correct. I wouldn't know absolutely for sure, but mm-hmm. I think we didn't have a station presence, I'll put it that way.
And the process required you to get a license from the FCC. Were you involved in that?
I was not. That was Scott, before my time.
That was Scott Daly.
And Jeff Poole et al. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Jeff came on board. Wasn't he the early station manager?
Station manager and one of the initial group that came up with the idea, yes.
And we should mention those positions are unpaid.
Absolutely.
It is a community radio station. It does run on volunteer effort as mm-hmm. well as sponsorships, underwriters, and hopefully this coming week, a lot of memberships from individuals.
Right. Hopefully so, yeah. So just for my trivia sake, what used to be right here where we're sitting right now was a publishing house? Is that right?
Or a small publishing company,
yeah.
Owned by Dennis Pence, yes.
Well, how about that? Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
Well, it's still in media in a way, right?
It is correct.
Yeah.
The audio media.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. The spirit sort of remains. So Charlie's been around not quite since the beginning, but pretty early. You've been here since, before anyone else was able to tune in, there was a Charlie Parrish on the board. When
did the lights go on here? When did we start broadcasting exactly?
When indeed?
My memory was late in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequent to that, we had a couple of situations where we were about to go dark. And
just running out of volunteers, running out of steam.
Running out of funding, actually. Scott initially thought he had funding from a local foundation to the tune of $50,000, and that never surfaced.
Hmm.
I was one of the last people to see him on this earth back in August of 2011, and I felt like he handed off the baton to me to make sure this happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my connection to everything.
Mm-hmm. Scott Daly, he was one of three or four initial, really the driving force to bring the community radio station here. Turning now to, I think the newest board member, second
I am
newest.
The newest.
Yeah, the newest board member is Alyssa Wads.
Yes, hi, Jack.
Hi. Good to see you, Alyssa.
Yeah.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm not a morning person, so I'm trying to be coherent.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in. When did you join the board of directors? How about that?
It'll be 2 years in October, I believe. And I just came off a 3-year term at the Panetta Theater on their board.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, I'm an accountant by trade, so I have some skills, and I thought KRFY might want those. So I saw the ad for board members a couple of years ago and applied.
Yeah. So
that's my history.
Right, you were, that KRFY needed those skills.
Mm-hmm.
So you joined up, you had experience on the Panetta board by the time you joined up, and then had you heard the station before, or did you just see the ad and?
No, I'd heard it and listened to it for a couple of years before that.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your motivation? What moved you to volunteer your time?
Well, I work part-time, so I have half my day available, and I like to sit on boards and help out in the community in various ways. So I kind of had a chunk of time available, and I love the arts. I love music. So it just seemed like a natural segue into KRFY.
Do you find your experience on the board of KRFY similar to the other boards that you sit on, or I guess you don't want to dish any dirt. This is broadcast after all.
Speaking of Rush Limbaugh,
let's go.
This is a very positive board. It's always pleasant. I love the board meetings. They are conducted professionally and efficiently. We're usually out of there within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone seems to, pull their own weight. Let's put it that way.
How many board members are there?
There's five.
Five board members.
Five board members, yes.
And how long is the term?
I believe it's 2 years. Yeah. It's not. What is it, Diane?
Because people don't exactly beat down the door for the board to be a board member of anything. When we redid the bylaws, we took out the limits on board members on board terms.
So it's kind of an open-ended
position? It's kind of an open-ended position.
It sounds like forever.
Well,
didn't tell you about that?
No.
We weren't going to use
I'll
that.
I'll stick around,
one.
Though.
Long-term.
Long-term. No, I enjoy it. I really do.
And so what's involved with being a board member? How much time does it require?
Certain times of the year it requires more time for me. So I just did the May 15th, our tax return was due. So I did that. That took about a day.
So in your case, you're applying your vocational skills to your board membership.
Yeah, and other skills too. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not intimidated by legal forms and such. So I just filled out an FCC form. And so wherever I can be of use, that's where I like to help. Yeah. And I also DJ. So that's something new for me since Jack and Susie trained me back in January, I think it was. So
and when are you on air?
Usually Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5.
Okay.
And I'm DJing Otto's Eclectic Mix.
Yeah.
So I kind of pick and choose out of Otto's.
Are you coming in tomorrow?
Yep. Okay. I'll be in tomorrow.
All right. 3 to 5. Three to five.
So, Alyssa, you just mentioned something that I'm sure our listeners hear a lot, Otto's Eclectic Mix. And
yes.
I know we've explained it before over the air, but what the heck? Who is Otto and what's his eclectic mix?
Well, to me, Otto is Jim Healy. And it is eclectic songs of known artists. That's kind of how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a corruption of the word Otto.
Right.
A-U-T-O.
Automatic. Yeah.
We describe it as Otto, O-T-T-O, as if it's a persona, but it's... Mm-hmm. Jack, you can correct me on this, but it's the automated system that brings music in.
Yeah.
And it allows for DJs such as yourself, Alyssa, to customize the music that's going to go out. But if there's nobody on board, Otto takes over.
Yes, he does.
And runs the station for us.
Yeah, that's right. And it is, we usually spell it O-T-T-O so that it's... I know when I signed up, I was pretty confused too. I really wanted to meet him. Where's Otto? He's got great taste.
Yeah, really.
I
really like pretty good, isn't he? Yeah, it's very eclectic song mix.
Mm. He's the unseen presence in the studio.
Right. Yeah. He's the ghost of the tiki room, I guess.
But Otto's eclectic mix, now that's something that we actually have to license. Am I correct?
We do. Yeah, we pay. And any of the board members can chime in here, but we pay fees to ASCAP and BMI, yeah. which is the American Society of Composers and Publishers, and the British Music Industry or whatever, British Music in
I don't know what it stands
whatever.
For.
Yeah, we pay licensing fees to play all of our music, and those are the main people that
and,
we have to
and
pay.
And that for. Money, theoretically at least, goes back to the actual artists who composed and sing the songs.
Theoretically, so, at least.
Yeah, yep. Theoretically, we, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right.
But they probably, when we play it, they probably get it pennies.
Right, yeah, we don't have a huge listenership, and yeah, so I don't know, I have no idea, like, per song play on our radio station, I don't know what ends up back in Paul Simon's pocket, but I'm curious about that, too.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to know.
Yeah, because everybody would think, of course, mm-hmm. that the artist is due the biggest portion of that,
mm-hmm.
But the realities of all the distribution and the machinery that goes around mm-hmm. producing this kind of music, probably they get only a fraction of it.
Yeah. And also, not to go too far off on a tangent, but that's that goes to specifically the owner of the rights to the music, words and music. So a Beatles cover of Elvis didn't write many songs, but I don't know, a Rolling Stones cover of an old Phil Spector penned song, the royalties will go to Phil Spector, and the yep, Stones won't
right.
see that.
That's right. Whoever has purchased rights, I understand the whole Beatles album now is owned by,
I think, the estate of Michael Jackson at one point was.
That's right.
And now, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's a little convoluted.
Yeah, but that's the way the music world works.
Mm-hmm.
So, Diane Newcomer, you're also on the board. How long have you been on the CareFi board?
Well, I was trying to remember. I think I came in late in 2012.
So about mm-hmm. 2.5 years then, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what was your motivation to join the board?
Well, I called in on a pledge drive and talked to Barry. And I don't know, we visited for a little bit. And he said, would you be interested in being on the board? And I said, absolutely not. because I've been on other boards. And at that time, had just gotten off the board of the Humane Society Spay and Neuter Clinic, which we had to close down. So that was after 25 years, that was kind of a hard blow. And he said, well, why? And I said, oh, hate boards. And by the end of the meeting, or by the end of my conversation, I was talking to Jim, who is an old friend of mine, and applied for a position on the board. So here I am.
And this Jim we keep mentioning is Jim Healy.
Jim Healy.
Mm-hmm. Is he the president of the board?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. As well as Jack's co-host on the Thursday morning morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And Diane, you've also have been filling that role.
I'm Jim's co-host when Jim's not here. When he's on mother duty, then
Jim
I come
when Jim's,
in.
Jim's not available.
Yeah. Don't I? Yeah. See, I have more hair.
Yes. Yeah, on the top of your head.
Yeah.
The less of a beard, though.
And I'm the board secretary, so I do the minutes, and if something needs to be written, I usually do it.
So how many hours a week would you estimate you put in?
Well, as Alyssa said, it depends the time of the year. With the pledge drive coming up, I think currently this month I have about 8 hours. By the time we send out thank you notes and so forth, it'll be a lot more than that.
And does that include the time you spend on air?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have been a great help up here in the studio, by the way. It's been nice to have you. Somebody across this, the table from me.
One of my other interests in the radio station is that I think I'm the oldest member on the board. Eldest, it sounds better than oldest.
Wisest, yeah.
And when I came in, I knew absolutely nothing about radio. And I think it's good for your brain to do something that you're unfamiliar with. So I'm learning, and I've taken the broadcasting training. Mm-hmm. Do I understand it all? Not yet, but I'm working on it. And so for me, it's been a wonderful experience because it is an area that I'm totally unfamiliar with, or have been.
Now, you mentioned earlier, I think, Alyssa, that there are currently 5 members on the board.
Mm-hmm.
How big can the board be? What do the bylaws allow for?
That's a question for Diane.
I kind of think it's 9, but I'm not certain.
Mm-hmm. So there is room on the board if we had
yes.
some folks in the community that wanted to get
and
involved.
And I believe we're going to be advertising that after the pledge drive.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah, I know where, I think you're right. I think that we probably are looking for more board members starting soon. So if anyone's out there listening, wants to get a little bit more involved down here, and maybe particularly if you want to get involved but don't like to hear your voice on the radio or something, and you want to know how you can pitch in behind the scenes, there you go.
And I'd like to agree with Alyssa. It's the most user-friendly board I've ever been on.
Mm-hmm.
We get the job done. We seem to get along well together.
Yeah, we do.
And it's just, I really enjoy the board meetings, and I never thought I'd see the day I'd say that.
But how often are board meetings?
Once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we should talk about the broadcaster training, too, if people are interested in that.
Yeah.
Because, Jack, are we having
we
more
are.
Of that?
There is going to be more of that, and Susie and I have been talking about that. I like that. That's I feel like that's my that's what I really push for is more get the community in here, get mm-hmm. more people in here. I think that's fun, and so we're right shortly after the membership drive is when we will do our next training. We don't have the dates scheduled yet, so we'll do our membership drive, and during that time we'll have sheets out. People can sign up, and hopefully we'll get a nice list of potential new DJs. If you are out there, you want to participate on the air, you want to be a DJ, maybe host your own show, or maybe just come in and fool around with Otto's Eclectic Mix sometimes, and put your own selections in the mix every once in a while, then you should get in touch with us. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. I guess. The area code 208-265-2992 is the number to call, and you can leave a message or talk to somebody.
You can also contact us through our website, kfy.org.
Yes.
There's mm-hmm. a contact form there. Now, this is a community radio station, and we want to encourage as many people to get involved as possible, but you also can't just turn the microphone over to anybody to say anything on air. We are actually regulated by the FCC with some pretty strict rules as to what can be said on air.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely some training. There's also a technical component of it if you're running the soundboard.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that because I'm on the other side of the soundboard today. Jack's running it. But there's a lot of stuff you got to know in order to avoid a technical mishap that takes us off the air. That being said, as a volunteer broadcaster here with Susie on Tuesdays, it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a great deal of fun to play your music on the radio. It is 8:24 in the a.m. You're listening to the KRFY morning show on Panhandle Community Radio with some board members, the board of directors. Three representatives of the board of directors are here right now talking to Jack and Chris in the Tiki Room. And I think we can take a little musical break.
Sounds good. What do you got?
Well, who can guess what was on the... Diane, you can see over my shoulder. Who can guess what was number one 50 years ago today? What was number one on the Billboard Hot 100?
This is 1965.
65.
Uh-huh. So, The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
It is, you're close alphabetically, and it is a great summertime song, perfect for this weather.
Beach Boys?
Beach Boys,
it is. There we go.
There it is, yeah.
Giveaway.
It was.
Yeah. The song is Help Me Rhonda, actually, their second number one hit. This is the Beach Boys, and you are listening to 88.5 KRFY, number one 50 years ago today. Well, since
she put... Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on Friday and Saturday, June 12th and 13th, it's the KRFY Membership Drive, broadcasting live each day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We will be broadcasting from the former Coldwater Creek storefront at 311 First Avenue. Everyone is invited to stop by and meet the KRFY staff, listen to live local music, and join in the festivities. This is a perfect time to become a new member or renew your membership. That's the KRFY Membership Drive, June 12th and 13th, broadcasting live 9 to 9 each day.
That's the Beach Boys off of the Beach Boys Today. That was number one 50 years ago today. You are listening to 88.5 KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio, and this is The Morning Show. In the studio with Jack and Chris this Tuesday morning are Alyssa, Charlie, and Diane, and you guys are all board members of KRFY.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking just a few short weeks ago. We threw a little party before. It was, Friday?
May 29th.
May 29th.
Just a week and a half ago.
Wow, not long ago at all.
Yeah. It was Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies and Patsy Sanders, the concert at the Panada.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very fine evening of music.
Yeah. We sold over 300 tickets, so it was great. It was a fundraiser for the station.
Yeah. I was just going to so we did.
Kudos to Susie Prez for getting that put together.
For pulling that together. Yep.
Yep, she did.
And so is mm-hmm. that a harbinger of what we're going to see? Are we going to see more events that are produced by KRFY?
I certainly hope so. And I think so. I mean, we've already, informal talks have already sort of started. I think everyone's pretty excited about how that turned out.
Of course, that required the artist to... did they perform for a portion of it, right?
Yeah. Yes, a portion. Yeah.
Right. So
split the proceeds.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for them, they didn't make a ton of money, but they contributed to our community, which is nice because they're mm-hmm. both of them are traveling artists that we happened to snag as they were on their way to, I think, Whitefish,
mm-hmm.
where they were probably playing for a lot more compensation there.
Yeah. And I think they just come from Spokane and they were going to Whitefish. Mm-hmm. You kind of do have to... The stars do have to align just right, I think.
For us to get those. Yeah, you know what I like about like something like that, though? It's not just that it's a fundraiser for KRFY, but it's really a community builder.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a bunch of people together in a really neat venue, the Panada, and that's what makes community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the mission of KRFY.
Guess is perhaps half of those folks may not have known we existed before that concert.
Yeah. It's amazing how long it takes for something like a radio station or anything new in town to percolate out and become part of have high name recognition mm-hmm. among the people in town. The story I tell, you know, in my day job I produce Sandpoint Magazine, and we produced Sandpoint Magazine for probably 10 years before I could say, have you ever seen Sandpoint Magazine, and be kind of confident that someone would say, yeah, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Because for 10 years, we put out at least 500,000 magazines in that period of time. And yet I would still run into people, oh, I've never seen this. It just takes that long to carve your niche in a community.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we're at with KRFY right now. We've been around on the air apparently around 5 years, 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to this... tell your friends.
Yeah.
Tell absolutely. Your family that, check out the new radio station. It's community radio. We have some great music going on all day long. We also have local programming like this show, the KRFY Morning Show, which comes up on Tuesdays and Thursdays,
mm-hmm.
where we're aiming to be a current affairs program.
It's available online too in podcast form.
Actually, yes.
And streaming.
We should bring up the website because the KRFY.org weekly we post up what's coming up, so you can check us out and see the specific shows that come up in a week. We also have our broadcasting schedule, or kind of our general schedule that shows the shows that are rotate in and out each week. But you can also, if you're at your computer and you don't have a radio handy, you can click to hear it online. And that's huge. I know we have a lot of listeners that are tuning into us because they're maybe, you know, they're away from home, they're traveling, or maybe they're spending the winter down in Arizona and they want to stay in touch with Sandpoint. And we do hear from those folks. And that's available online. Basically, KRFY is available around the world
mm-hmm.
if you want to listen to it.
And how, Sorry, go ahead.
I thank you to Intermax Networks, who is a very strong underwriter for us, and they have strengthened our ability to stream.
Right. We were limited to maybe, like, I think between 3 and 5 simultaneous web stream listeners before, and now it's considerably higher. We are, I think we can handle up to about 50 if we wanted to, and that's more than enough for this humble radio station right now.
At this point in time. Yeah.
But we do break through that, our previous limit, pretty often. I mean, we go more than we had a limit set at 5, and then you could hardly use the internet because it was using
eating up all our bandwidth. Yeah.
Right. But now we do go through 5 pretty regularly. We have more than
5 people listening from afar, or here in town. Actually, I'll tune in myself when I'm at my desk because I don't have a radio running there.
Exactly. Everybody's got a computer in front of them, but not
pretty much
the radio isn't. Yeah. No.
And in addition to the stream, we do put up podcasts of some of our original programming, like the KRFY Morning Show. So if you know there are going to be guests that are being interviewed on a morning show that you're particularly interested in, but you can't tune in at that 8 o'clock time, if you come back a few hours to a day or so later, you'll be able to find the podcast on our website at KRFY.org. Click on the podcast link. And our archive now goes back over a year, actually, of KRFY morning shows. So, and we do occasionally dip into political issues. You know, I personally, that's one of my interests, is to talk about issue-oriented things that are going on in town. And so it actually provides a valuable archive of what maybe some of our community leaders or politicians have been saying. so we can check them on their words versus their deeds over time.
You guys did a great, mostly it's on Tuesday mornings that we have the political, more political and civic oriented things. And then Jim and I on Thursdays tend to do arts and nonprofits and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen. That's my telephone.
And I will say, we're trying to make an effort to cover particularly elections. And get candidates in to speak on the air and tell us about what their philosophies are, their positions on the issues. And last fall, we pretty much kicked that off. Actually, we had kicked it off the previous spring with some primary candidates. And then last fall, during the general election, we had candidates in for the legislature and the county offices that were up. And then this past spring, we had candidates in for the school board election. Of course, candidates can say they don't want to participate. And we have had some candidates that said they weren't going to come on the air. And that, I don't think that's because we're asking a lot of gotcha questions. I'm not even sure what a gotcha question is.
I think I've heard nothing but pretty good things about when we had those candidates on the air, particularly last fall. It was very, I think everybody liked that a lot, and very impressed by the quality of the journalism that you were doing. How many candidates of the, I don't remember. Do you remember how many candidates you had of the, what percentage of a hit rate we got there?
Well, let's see. Last fall, we covered 3 legislative races and 2 county races. We had several races last year that weren't actually contested. So we didn't interview those. Actually, you know, if we had the bandwidth here, it would be good to interview everybody that runs for election, whether they're contested or not, because it's an opportunity for them to tell voters what they're about, and opportunity for them to get feedback from people as well. But we, you know, we are mostly volunteers here. And so the effort it takes to get a whole bunch of candidate interviews on makes us be a little selective. So we've been choosing contested races only. But it's I think, a worthwhile thing for the radio station to be doing for the community.
And are you guys planning on doing, who's running this fall? Do you know what races are going on?
Actually, we're going to have some pretty interesting city races. There's going to be at least a couple city council seats come up, as well as the mayor's seat is going to be up. And right. on this radio station. About a month or so ago, 6 weeks ago, when we had the mayor in, Carrie Logan, mm-hmm. she announced she will not be running for mayor again this year. So we have an open mayor seat. And we don't have anybody yet who's actually thrown their hat in the ring officially, but I know there are several folks that are considering to run for mayor. And that is, again, one of those mainly labor of love type jobs. I think the mayor makes $1,000 or $1,200 a month, and it's pretty much a full-time job if they're doing it correctly.
Right.
So it's whoever runs for mayor, whether you agree with them or not, you know, kudos for at least putting yourself out there. So, folks, any mayor candidates?
Mm-hmm. that's something we can look forward to in the fall. Looking forward just to the end of the week, we do have that big membership drive going on here. To become a member, I know we discussed having like a minimum donation at one point, like what makes a member. And I think anyone who contributes anything to the radio station is considered a member of this station. Am I right about that? Is there any minimum donation for a membership?
There is no minimum donation, and we welcome all donations.
Yeah.
There's no maximum donation. I'll add that.
Oh, right.
That's true. And it is a 501c3 corporation. Or a nonprofit corporation. We are totally tested.
Private foundation.
Private foundation. Thank you. All right. Yeah.
Well, if you attended the concert at the Panada a week and a half ago, mm-hmm. you know that we throw a pretty good party. Mm-hmm. And our membership drive will be more of the same, sort of, in that we'll have a lot of live music, and it will be in the old Coldwater Creek building on First Avenue on ground level. So come on in and join us and see the fun.
Yeah, you're going to be
see the captive broadcasters.
That's right. You can mm-hmm. put some faces with all these voices you hear. Uh-huh. We're probably going to deck out the store a little bit, the storefront down there mm-hmm. with, I don't know, balloons or something to let people know that it's open. They can come in. Mm-hmm. It's even possible that you might be able to say hello over the air, I think.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think that's definitely possible if you're a polite person. And, you know, you can...
And stay away from the seven words you're...
Right. if you keep it G-rated and things like that.
That's right.
Yeah, there's, we welcome community involvement. And we will have all sorts of scheduled guests, too. We're alternating between interesting local community members who are coming in to talk, and then also we will be sticking to some of our regularly scheduled programming with Otto's Eclectic Mix and stuff. You'll hear plenty of recorded music throughout the day and lots of live music. Mm-hmm. I think we're up to 16 bands or something
like
that.
Oh, that's great. Right. Great. 16 local musicians
who's
will be
coming right. in? Do you know who's coming
well,
in?
Well, right off the bat, we have Truck Mills kicking it off at 10 a.m. on Friday. He'll be our first, and he's a excellent local guitarist who you see over at iCarts every once in a while. He does the Monday night blues.
He plays all around the region. He plays Spokane and Coeur d'Alene quite a bit.
He's well known. He's got a few CDs out. He is coming in on Friday, June 12th at 10 a.m. to really start things out. It's going to be a lot of. Then we've got Dave Hussey, another guitarist. Justin Lantrip, who he's on the younger end and has been playing a lot these days. I think he's getting pretty popular, especially around here. And he played over at the Reader offices a little while ago.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Dave Hussey is an excellent guitarist. Mm-hmm. He plays almost a classical type of guitar.
Yeah.
And I think he does a lot of original compositions as well.
He definitely does.
He's excellent. Justin is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Lantrip.
Patrice Webb, who's sort of a folky, she's coming in and helping out from, I think she lives over in Dover now, and she's making that long trip to Sandpoint. The band Roughshod, which is a sort of a bluegrass band, that's going to be kind of fun. They were in here talking with Susie on Between the Notes a couple weeks ago, and they were they're kind of characters. That'll be fun. I hope they're not offended by my calling them that, but they're characters. I'll say it. Wild Honey and Heartbreak Pass is coming up from Spokane, sort of a bluegrass trio with great vocal harmony. We've got the Monarch Mountain Band coming in and some more local soloists and musicians. Hopefully an appearance by RFB, if we can make the sound work correctly. I've got my fingers crossed for that, because that's a big space and we're trying to keep it acoustic. But they're sort of a funky 70s soul party band that I think will be really
awesome.
Yeah, they're very good, and we're just working out the technical details for that.
How are we handling the acoustics? Do we have?
Well,
you're right. That is a big thing.
You should never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
Yeah. I don't know the answer.
That is a great big space. I have been in there.
But again, we're talking about the burned building, right, which is where Coldwater Creek was located.
Yeah.
And it's right on First Avenue. Yeah.
And it's a big, when you were in there, when Coldwater Creek was in there and they were selling clothes, of course, it was full of women's soft clothing, mm-hmm. and walking around in there, it didn't sound too loud or echoey. But now that it's empty, it does bounce a little bit. So we are actually tonight going down there with some cubicle dividers. We're going to make ourselves a little studio in the burn building, a couple of little studios, and put some quilts up on the wall. In fact, if anyone out there has rugs that they are. if you've got rugs that you are not using, you're welcome to bring them down. We'll put your name on it and tag it, and you can get it back on Sunday if you want to loan us a rug. We welcome that.
And kudos to Chris Galley, the building owner.
Thank you. Yeah,
I believe that they may be reopening as a beer, wine.
Yeah.
In fact, the sign's up. I
get
just
together.
Walked by it.
Yes.
The Burned Barrel is what the name of the new business going in there is going to be. And that must be coming along right after we get out of there, I presume.
Or that same weekend, I believe.
Just upstairs. And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn to say that, yeah, they'll be open this weekend. So you can come on down and say hi to us.
And then migrate upstairs and
check out the new.
And that's where the old Coldwater Creek Wine Bar was. Mm-hmm. Very nice location, actually.
Mm-hmm. And Charlie, you had a great deal to do with actually securing that location. Thanks for doing that.
It was the headlock, I think, that did it.
Yeah. and you said Chris Galley is the
correct
the
out of Chicago, Illinois.
Okay,
yeah. We appreciate his help.
Yeah, we owe him.
We do.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So the program's going to go on from 9 a.m. to, is it 9 p.m.?
Potentially.
Correct.
Potentially. Yeah. So mm-hmm. that space will be animated all that time, and mm-hmm. people would be invited to
Friday
for 2 days.
Saturday.
That's right. Mm-hmm. For both Friday, this Friday, and this Saturday. And people are invited to come by and check it out, see what a radio station looks like.
Mm-hmm. Or a makeshift radio station.
A makeshift radio station. Yeah.
That's right. We've done our pledge drive here before at the studio, and we've had great success doing it, but it is also, we are upstairs and not right on the street, and we do have to be courteous to the businesses downstairs, so we can't be, you know, blasting party music or anything like that. And sometimes people will call in their pledges and then say, I'll come down and deliver it. And then they're walking around the block for a couple minutes trying to find out where we are. So mm-hmm. this will be nice to be right, easy to find, easy to stumble across. And maybe we'll even meet some new people who didn't even know we were out there.
That's right. That's part of what the mission of the weekend is. Mm-hmm. So I want to join. How do I do that? What's the mechanics of becoming a member?
Well, interesting you should ask. I think, Diane, are you technically the volunteer coordinator? Still?
No.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. I think
yes,
I asked.
She is.
I asked that.
Co-coordinator.
Julie is.
Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, Julie's the coordinator.
Julie is. Yeah. Okay.
Becoming a member is very easy. Simply, you can call in, and there'll be people on the phones all of that time. Mm-hmm. And just tell us. We'll have a little form, and we'll ask you the questions. And basically, it's what do you want to give? How do you want to give it? Who are you? Your name and address. And we will ask you what you like or don't like about the radio station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and that number is 265-2992. Folks can call that.
Let me interject there. Yes. Well, that is our radio station's number, and I believe we will be manning that number as well. But we're also setting up a dedicated line down there,
We'll have a special number.
It's the same number.
Isn't it? I don't think it is. I think we're getting a special number just for 2 days.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to get that out as soon as we can, because in the past it's been the same number.
Mm-hmm. Right. I will say you can also join KRFY if you go online. There's a contact there. You just write a little note, I want to join. Mm-hmm. And there's also a donate button online, and you can donate right now. You go there, KRFY.org, click the donate button, donate any amount you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's any donation makes you a member. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And, of course, what we'd really like you to do is walk in, enjoy the music, come and meet us, and make your donation in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you'll be able to walk right in, and if you're interested in contributing, not just financially, but if you want to volunteer and get more involved in the station, we will have people there who can help
you. We'll have people that can help you.
Help you get set up like that, too. I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be fun. Well, should we take another musical break?
Sure.
Do you know
what do you have for us, Jack?
This time, I have a short little song by a man who was born on this date a long time ago. I forget the year I closed that down, but Les Paul was born on this date. Many, many years ago. Happy birthday to Les Paul, who had a famous guitar named after him, but he's got a particular style of guitarist that very influential in music, country, rock, jazz, all sorts of things. And Les Paul, well, we'll hear it in just a second, but nobody ever said, turn down that Les Paul. It's a very nice, relaxing music that you can listen to. Here's Les Paul and Mary Ford, proving that he's still a little influential. This was just on the soundtrack to Silver Linings Playbook a couple years ago. So you still hear him, but you might not recognize it as Les Paul. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on Friday and Saturday, June 12th and 13th, it's the KRFY Membership Drive, broadcasting live each day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We will be broadcasting from the former Coldwater Creek storefront at 311 First Avenue. Everyone is invited to stop by and meet the KRFY staff, listen to live local music, and join in the festivities. This is a perfect time to become a new member or renew your membership. That's the KRFY Membership Drive, June 12th and 13th, broadcasting live 9 to 9 each day.
It's the KRFY Morning Show with Chris and Jack on a Tuesday morning. Coming up this week in Sandpoint, in the remainder of the week, before we get to the pledge drive, we do have some events to look forward to. Actually, coming up tonight, there are some auditions going on right now for the Rocky Horror Show, which sounds very the show will be sometime this fall, but the auditions are tonight. You can bring your monologue of less than 1 minute in a song with special meaning to the Rocky Horror Show. Auditions start at 6:30 p.m. at the warehouse at the Granary. That'll be fun. Looking forward to this fall when we can actually go see that show. That's going to be interesting. The Sip and Shop fundraiser is going on tonight. The Pondere Winery is hosting the Sip and Shop fundraiser to benefit the Bonner County Garden Association. That's from 4 to 9 p.m. Tonight, 10% of all proceeds from the Tasting Room Gift Shop and Bistro Rouge will be donated to the Bonner County Garden Association. It's an organization of quality volunteers who provide educational programs and community service in home horticulture.
Jack, where are you getting this information?
This all comes from Sandpoint Online, Chris.
But you know what? It's also on KRFY.org.
Yeah.
And I wanted to throw that out there because the Sandpoint Online calendars are embedded in KRFY.org. And it's a hopeless task ahead of you because I just counted it up. There's over 40 events going on this week.
Summer is upon us.
And that's just the entertainment events. If you look at the civic calendar, there's another 20, 30 there.
Sure.
This is the kind of town we have. There's things going on all the time around here. And part of KRFY's mission is to help publicize these things. In fact, our morning shows, we frequently have different nonprofit groups in that are, they have the opportunity to talk about what their work is in the community, but also we like to help them promote their events when they're happening. I'll throw out a couple more.
Yeah, what catches your eye?
Yeah, well, on the 11th, that's Thursday, there's the Get Up, Stand Up petition event, and you can register to vote plus sign the New Approach Idaho petition during this event. It's at Eichardt's Pub, which is at 212 Cedar Street. There'll be live music featuring MC King, free door prizes, like T-shirts, and discounted beer after 8 p.m. It's intended to be fun. There's but the activism part of it is that the New Approach Idaho initiative petition will be there as well.
Yeah, which will be. I imagine that will have a fun turnout at Eichardt's Pub.
And then Friday, there's the Hillary Scott concert, which is at DeLuna's Cafe. It's a concert with the indie Americana singer-songwriter Hillary Scott. The concerts at DeLuna's, if you haven't caught them, they're great. It's a small, intimate venue, and the musicians are always top flight. That's doors open at 5:30. The concert begins at 7:30 p.m., and that's on Friday. Also, Friday the 12th, take a seat at the table. That's at Columbia Bake. It starts at 6 p.m., and it's a fundraiser. You can choose a redesigned chair and visit with the artist who created it and enjoy a fine dinner catered by Tango Cafe. You can get more information about this on our website, carefly.org.
That's the NAMI Far North. They were in here just last week. That is a great event. You can buy a chair designed by a local artist, and it all goes to benefit the National Alliance on Mental Illness, their local branch, Far North.
And we had them in the studio just recently.
Yeah, just like 5 days ago, Thursday.
Right. They're doing important work as well.
Yes, they are. You can catch that interview actually online.
And of course, also Friday and Saturday, what's happening for us?
There's a big big party going on Friday and Saturday at the Burned Building, the old Coldwater Creek flagship store, right on First Avenue, just down the street from us right now. Right, ground floor, big building, big windows, big party.
It's the membership drive for KRFY. Our studio will be moved down there for the 2 day period. We'll have our broadcasters in. We'll be playing music. We're going to have live music with a whole bunch of different bands. There'll be board members available, like our three distinguished board members here today to talk about KRFY, as well as all the other volunteers that make the radio station happen.
That's right. Special guests. And there will be people manning the phones.
There'll be people manning the phones. So if you're listening over the air and you want to call in and join at that time, again, joining is as simple as saying, I want to be a member and making a donation at any level whatsoever. That kind of community support is really important to the radio station.
Yes. It's the lifeblood. We'll have live music, all sorts of special guests, some giveaways as well. We hardly even touched on those, but we are just about out of time, so maybe we'll make sure that they mention that on the Thursday morning show.
Yes. So coming up Thursday, we'll have more information about the event. And who are you going to be interviewing? Actually, it's going to be Susie and Jim.
Susie and Jim will be here. We did a little flipsy-flopsy this week. And yeah. Susie and Jim will be interviewing some of the local broadcasters, the volunteers who come in and keep the music fresh on the air. And not just music. I think Ken's coming in. Ken Kasler is coming in for talk about his current affairs show or local affairs show, which is thinking outside of the box.
Yes.
And
spiritual matters and personal growth matters.
Very interesting show on Wednesday nights. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY Ponderé. This is the morning show, and we are plumb out of time. Thank you, board members, for joining us this morning.
Yes. Charlie, Lisa, and Diane, thank you very much for coming in.
We will stay tuned for Bird Note and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long on 88.5 KRFY Panhandle Community Radio.